really appreciate what Sam said. We really need the rain, especially in Edmonton. I still remember about 4 weeks or 5 weeks ago, wow, we have 3 days, 4 days full of smoke because of Fort McMurray and up north wildfire. And you all know about the snowpack is not thick enough so that even the previous year, the last year wildfire is still burning underground. And unless the snowpack is thick enough, they are really gone. So pray for us. Also, we will pray for you because the BC is also in the edge of the challenge of wildfire. Actually, wildfire is not a good stuff. It's not a welcome thing. But it really is just like the organic power, right? As you can see, I use the topic, the organic community for today. And I appreciate what Josh started with our worship, that he mentioned this is the week after the Pentecostal, right? And truly, this passage is also the passage after the first Pentecostal. And it's so true that the Acts chapter 2 is the beginning of a new era in human history. Because before chapter 2, Acts, there's no church on earth in our human history. Do you agree? Yes, in the gospel, we have Jesus. We have disciples. We have a crowd or a big community of people listen to Jesus' sermon, preaching, and miracle. But actually, church didn't exist in the gospel. But once in the chapter, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, after chapter 1, we all know what happened. All the disciples, they gathered together in the so-called Mark's upper room to pray and then start with the Acts chapter 2. The Pentecostal event, you're all familiar with it. That is, different Jews, they came back to Jerusalem to celebrate their festival, and suddenly the Holy Spirit came and then opened up a new era of human history. And after that, most importantly, is verse 14 to 39 is the famous Apostle Peter, the first sermon in church history. It's not an easy sermon for the Gentile, like you and I, to read the first sermon, but it's mainly focused on the Jews. And interesting, after his sermon, verse 40 to 47, I name it as Jesus Movement. Yes, in the gospel, we heard about Jesus, we saw Jesus' miracle, but the Jesus Movement really started since Acts chapter 2. Those verses, verse 40, 41, and then 42 to 47, they are the milestone or they are the foundation for years of experts how to understand what is the church, what is Jesus' movement is all about. Actually, it's all in this familiar passage. So, the sermon stopped at verse 39. But for verse 40, it's the last sentence from Peter's sermon. With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourself from his corrupt generation. What a challenge to the audience, right? If we preach and then ended with this sentence, how many will convert or repent? It's a miracle, almost just like a miracle. Because verse 41 said, those who accepted his message will baptize. And you all know, at that day, 3,000 disciples. What a great harvest, right? The organic community is the community in which Christ transforms life. It is a precedence, is a great example. How does the church starting? It started with Christ, the wonderful Christ transformation. Because of the preaching, because of Peter's is preached about from the Old Testament to Jesus. And he invite, he make a call to the audience. Hey, you better transform and come to Christ. For those who accept his message will baptize. It is a wonderful description. The organic community is the community in which Christ transformed lives. We know church has big church, has small church. We all kind of admire or are looking forward for a big crowd of people. But sometimes a church with many people, just like some of the other churches, over 100, over 1,000, or even several thousands, you know, sometimes people will describe those churches just like a mall, M-A-L-L, a mall, because people come in and people leave, right? A church with crowds, a big mass of people, is great. But we have to ask, who are those people? Are they the one that convert by the gospel? If we just have a big crowd, it's not too hard. Sometimes we organize some big event. Sometimes the big events can attract a big crowd. Just like some of the churches, they invite football stars, athletes, or movie stars to share their life testimony. You know, the whole big hall will fill with big crowd. But you have to ask, what is the leftover? After that big event, who are the leftovers? The most important part in church, we expect more people, but we also have to be careful. Is it the organic community is full of true believers? And who are the true believers? As the Bible said, if you are really transformed by His Word, you really accept His teaching, you will really have your life of faith. It's not just raise your hand or even baptize and then gone. No, you have to start a new way of living. What you receive is the faith, and you have to live out the life of faith. So interesting, the Bible starts with Peter's preaching and with his calling, and then verse 41, yeah, there's a big result, big harvest. People come to the Lord and become baptized. And the verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostle teaching. That means not only one time you receive Christ, not only one time you get baptized, but after your baptism, you have to devote yourself to the apostle teaching. That means the whole teaching from the Bible. If from nowadays, we know we have the whole apostle teaching for the whole New Testament. So that means you start an inward journey. Not only a one-time thing, you convert yourself to become a believer. A believer is someone started internally, transformed by His Word, by the gospel, by the love of Christ. And then you start to have a new lifestyle. And the new lifestyle start with your internal journey, inward journey. And we call it, read the Bible, prayer, right? You will try out your spiritual discipline to connect God daily. I don't know whether the English group, you still connect with the so-called read the Bible through the year, whether you still have those connecting groups or not. But it doesn't matter. We know those campaigns, we are trying to promote and trying to campaign people. Don't forget about your inward journey. As long as you have your daily devotion, whether you use the John Stoppel, it doesn't matter. But it matters because the church wants you to follow a good book. But no matter how, It's an inward journey. You have your personal relationship with God, and not only you come to the church. But this passage not only describes the first generation of Christians, they devote themselves to apostle teaching. And for the following verses, actually, they are using the daily life to describe what is a life transformed by God, by Christ. To fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. Well, for Christian, we are familiar with the word fellowship. But for a non-believer or for outsiders, how to explain what is fellowship? I always make jokes on fellowship. It's a special word for Christian. That means all fellow in one ship, right? That is fellowship. Then we will divide or put different people in different small group, different fellows in one ship. That's called small group. That's called fellowship. Then you share your life. Then you encounter each other. Then you share your prayer requests. Or sometimes we will break bread together. Yes, in some big churches, they have restriction. You cannot break bread in your small group, but for, well, we are low church, we are not a high church. Some church, we have break bread together. Not necessarily the pastor, so-called the reverend to officiate the Holy Communion. Actually, if you have this kind of need, spiritual discipline, after your fellowship, hey, we can break bread. Why? Because it's a natural lifestyle in the first group of Christians in the history. Break bread together. Why use bread? Obvious, because that's what Jesus set up for the bread and cup. And do you aware that Jesus even used the daily elements to become a sacrament, to let us celebrate and remember who He is and who we are. So this is the outward journey. If you really confirm your faith, really baptize and transform continuously in His Word, you will have your outward journey. The outward journey will be the lifestyle we come together. The chat and talk. Yeah, we talk about some general thing. Just like the Friday I came, and the ex with courtesy invite me to join their group and join their supper. And I'm so sorry that I just eat and run, because at that night I already have 3 meetings, and on Saturday I have another 4 meetings, and today 3 preaching and another 3 meetings. So my host, she is so kind and said, you can just eat and then go back home. And on that day, wow, I enjoyed the eating because the food is so good, right? And the food is so good, and our chatting is so genuine. We just chat whatever we encounter in our life, in our daily living, and exactly is the outward journey. After the description, you can see that the Bible said, every day they continue to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their home. We can break bread in the temple, in God's church, and we can also break bread in our small group. And there's a way of not lifestyle come together in a small group, but it's also the focus will be praising God. This is another dimension. Inward journey, outward journey to relate to each other. But our focus not only on general life or whatever we encounter in our work, family, or even whenever you watch hockey or not. When I touch the topic of hockey, it's sensitive, right? Oh boy, I'm an Edmontonian, right? I still remember last Monday when I flew from Toronto, because I preached a previous weekend in Toronto for a spring camp. During my flight, 4 hours flight from Toronto back to Edmonton, even the flight attendant updated the result for that night. I don't need to mention what is the game on that night, right? So I'm sorry about it. But anyway, we talk about those, whether you are Oilers fan or Canucks fans or Dallas fans, whatever, it doesn't matter. But most important, hopefully, those incidents don't become a hurdle for us to come together to praise God, right? We still can praise God together. Even for, or I'm not an Oilers fan, but I came from a city of Oilers, right? But most important, we united together for our life experience, for our work, family, or interest to praise God together. So this is the lifestyle. This is what the first generation Christians, they all come together. So natural, not only a religion or religious activity, it's a lifestyle, it's a community gathered together. Then, most important description, if a church, if an organic community, they form their life, they have their faith, and then there's a result. You have a genuine inward journey, authentic outward journey, and a very passionate upward journey. After that, the scripture describes the result will be enjoying the favor of all the people. Do you surprise with this result? That means this group of people, an organic community, their lifestyle, their religious expression, will attract people, will have the result that the people will like this kind of community among them. That's a great description. And after that, you know that the most important ending, just like an anchor in this passage, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Do you surprise with this ending? Don't take this just like a full stop, just like a passage, formally, and then put this sentence. Actually, I see this sentence as a great surprise, as a great promise. That means the organic community is the manifestation of continuous vitality. They are really organic. They are really not artificial. If you walk to the forest, you know it's all green stuff, all life, all vitality. But suddenly when you see a trunk of a big tree, it looks like green, but when you come closer, have a look, actually those are paint. And you know, this is not real life of vitality. For some reason, maybe the caretaker think it's better to put a paint on it to avoid something maybe will grow from that trunk. I don't know. Sometimes I see those trunk. But if you come closer, it's not pain. It's some kind of fungus. You know what kind of fungus we are talking about, right? Somehow, sometime in BC News, have you ever heard? Some people, they are fungus experts. They know what kind of fungus they are trying to catch. Well, whenever I know some guys like that, I always warn them. Because there's nothing dangerous for a guy like me. Because I won't touch those fungus. Because I know fungus are good stuff. But some fungus, wow, they are quite dangerous, right? Sometimes the BC News will say a fungus expert pick up some fungus in some sort of woods and forests, and being poisoned, right? Have you ever get those news? So you need to discern what kind of green vitality or dangerous fungus. The organic community is a manifestation of continuous vitality. If we are truly believers of Christ, continue transformed by His gospel, with different kind of journey as our lifestyle, hopefully the community will like us, and hopefully the community will welcome us, and also our life attraction manifestation will gradually have a good impact for them, so that we can come to celebrate our God's name. Transform, baptize, lifestyle, and then adding, continue adding. Have you ever noticed that in the book of Acts is full of the power of the gospel? And the power of gospel started with chapter 2 and then continued to go to chapter 3 and 4. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. And then another description, nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. So for chapter 5 and after, the book of Acts didn't mention any more about the numbers. They start with 3,000, 5,000, more and more and more. That means the vitality of a Christian gospel is so vividly in the book of Acts, in the history of the first generation church. I like to quote a passage from a theologian. Quantity is the very important indicator of church growth, but it should not be the only indicator. We all agree, right? And then in the same way, quality is also the very important indicator of the health of the church, but it should not be used as an excuse to avoid the test of quantity. You know who is a theologian? Theologian is someone put a simple thing into a complex or complicated expression, right? With this kind of quote, it's easy. That means quantity and quality. Who is the most important thing? Or I should say, both, right? Both are the true measure for the life of church. The life of church is all about life growing and also life health, the health of a community. So that means we need to measure. I think it's a common sense for everyone in nowadays, what is the economic pulse, right? You always talk about those four elements. Then if I try to borrow this concept to measure what is a church pulse, do we have pulse? If we don't have pulse, that is a big concern. Only a dead body without a pulse. If we say we are an organic community, we are all about life, and we treasure our life together, shall we measure ourselves with baptized and worshipers? Shall we measure about the volunteers who serve? Shall we even measure about the offering trends? And shall we also measure about our multiple congregation? If the gospel is so true for Cantonese, how about their next generation? Can we also have an impact for the Chinese-speaking ethnic like Mandarin? And how about our English congregation as well? Those are a good church health measure. And we're glad that the Lord really protect and guide LGC. We are not only one congregation, we have multiple congregations. Sometimes we have a big headache about multiple congregations, right? But actually it's a good blessing that God really with us and bless our church. So that means how to measure a church pulse. That is my lifetime commitment. Since my first degree, after my Bible seminary, I start to serve and learn how to pastor a church, how to build a church, how to shepherd, how to lead. One day when I go to my bookshelves, I find out many books about this, about church. Right here, each title is the name of a book of a certain kind of church. They have their specialty, they have their understanding how to run the church in their context. Not this page, but another page from my bookshelves. You can go on and on, wow. I picked out 40 books, all in English. I didn't show you any Chinese version or Chinese books about church growth and church health. Then you know, church, it looks like simple, but church is the most challenging community. Start with the organic, just like the gospel. Start with the Acts chapter 2. But during the 2,000 years, even during the past 40 years, 50 years, different Christian community, they become different organic community. After reading all those books, I still a learner how to help different Christian community to become our own organic community. Truly, we are not a group of religious people just come together once a week. We have to think how we can come together more meaningfully to express our inward journey, outward journey, and upward journey in order to bring impact in this Castellano community, because we are not only a Chinese community, a Chinese church, but we are a multi-language, multi-congregational church. How can we bring the gospel to the community in deeds and words? And I really appreciate what Ernest has made the announcement about this project, a meaningful one to carry out our church theme, not only because of the church theme, but because of the essence of an organic community within ourselves and also outbound, our journey in this Castellano community. It's too bad that during the Thanksgiving weekend, I cannot come to LGC. Otherwise, I will come. I will come after the Thanksgiving weekend. Hopefully, you still reserve one little good stuff for me. Meaningful. If you have the interest to join them, it's the most one of the most meaningful action with mission. I'm really interested in this kind of work, but I don't have the ability. So I need to take classes if I really and really join it. But the meaning behind this really express what an organic community will mean among us and also in this community. Let's pray. Our dear Lord, we thank you for your word in the book of Acts. It looks like it's ancient words to describe what is a church, but it also need our translation to our context. How can we as LGC all together and as well as English congregation, how we will continue to craft our organic community inward and also outwardly. May your word be with us and stimulate us continuously how to think and how to do your good work among us. We all pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.